Schaefer is a Detroit Free Press writer who co-authored the Kwame Sutra, the great book about Kwame Kilpatrick, the former Detroit mayor. He wrote that along with Free Press writer M.L. Elric. The pair won a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on that. We've got Jim on the other end of our line. Jim, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How
you know,
are you?
I don't want to insult you, but I was going to title you as a Kwame Kilpatrick expert, and then I thought, well, I don't know if Jim will like being titled that.
Well, it's been a fascinating experience. Let's put it that way.
All right. Just in a nutshell, tell us about Kwame Kilpatrick, the rise and the fall, a little bit about the book, and then we'll talk a little bit about what happened this morning.
Yeah, I got my hands on the book a couple weeks ago. His people wouldn't send it to us. As you might imagine, they didn't want to do us any
favor. No way!
we were able to get it through some other sources. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I read it because I have to. It's part of my job. But I have to tell you, it was pretty interesting. It sounded like Kwame Kilpatrick. You know, he had a fellow who was a writer for the Metro Times, which is a weekly newspaper in Detroit, help him on it. But it really sounds like the former mayor's voice. And he goes into a lot of detail about his college life, how he met Carlita, his future wife, the troubles they had with his affair with Christine Beatty, his rise and fall in politics, and then he gets into the text message scandal, where a lot of fiction finds its way into the pages, from what I could tell. And you know, the book is he's got some criticisms for his foes and some praise for his supporters, and he even apologizes to a few people.
It was interesting in seeing the story online this morning, and I saw some photos, and he was picked up in a Cadillac Escalade. He just loves those vehicles, but
a big man. He's got to have a lot of room.
I guess in seeing that and seeing the smile on him, it looked like a smirk. You know, you just wondered, you know, does he really get it?
Well, I'm not sure he does. Just based on his book, he does apologize for the behavior that he admits. He believes, in at least from what he wrote in this book, that the only thing he did wrong was have an affair with Christine Beatty. He makes no mention of the several other women that have been documented in his life, and he portrays this affair with Christine Beatty is something that was over in 2005, and he made amends with his wife, Carlita, at the time, and everything was going well until the text message scandal came down. And we know that's not true, that there were many other women, that he even admitted in court his crimes were more extensive than lying about an affair. He also admitted to lying about in depositions and under oath about police officers whose careers were ruined by some of his actions that he took as mayor. And so you have to wonder whether he does get it. Now, he is going to make a living, possibly, talking about this stuff after he's released from prison today. And I guess he was freed about an hour ago, or a half hour ago, it looks like. And he's going to probably go around and make some speeches and be paid for this while he's talking about redemption and rehabilitation. So we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting to follow the man, I have to say. He's apparently got a report down in Texas where his wife and children are living within 24 hours. So he's not going to be around here long, at least in the short term.
What would have happened if he wouldn't have lied to prosecutors?
Well, he might still be mayor. You know, and given the other things that he's accused of, if those things are true, we might be in far worse situation and not even know it at this point. There was a federal investigation that was pending when we got a hold of the mayor's text messages and published them. So I assume at some point that would have come to a culmination. But would it have been done by now? I don't know. So you conceivably could still have Kwame Kilpatrick in office, and the federal investigators still looking at him, and nothing might have happened at this point.
What happened to that Fed probe? Is it, is that still coming
looming.
His way?
Yeah, it's looming on the horizon.
And that's going to be a lot more serious, isn't it?
Yeah, he's charged with some the most serious criminal charges that he's faced so far. You know, he could get far more time in prison than he has. You know, he served 15 months this time and a few months for the text message scandal, and then he violated his probation, which was why he was in state prison and what he was released from today. But now, next summer, conceivably, if he doesn't take a plea deal before then, he will have a trial for racketeering, which is a charge that typically has been levied against mafia families and unions that have abused their organizations to promote criminal activity. So this is the type of charge that can really land you in prison for a couple decades,
and there,
if you're found guilty.
So, and there's still a lot of unanswered questions, Jim. Number one, what happened with the stripper, Tamara Green? And also, there were a lot of high-profile, high-dollar business owners, people who are highly respected in this state, who gave money to Kwame Kilpatrick, and you wondered why.
Yeah, he thanks them in his book. but he's also very critical of some other business leaders and some religious leaders and even his own lawyers in his book. The Tamara Green thing is also addressed in there, and of course he denies any involvement in that. And to be fair, he's never been officially accused by anybody in law enforcement of having anything at all to do with that shooting and killing of her back in 2003. So I don't know that we're ever going to see a resolution of that case. But these federal charges are real, and they're unrelated to Tamara Green, but they involve potential corruption that happened when he was our mayor and using the office allegedly as a way to make money for himself and his family and friends.
Jim Schaefer's with the Detroit Free Press. He's co-author of the Kwame Sutra, a fascinating book about Kwame Kilpatrick. And Jim, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, Tony, it's always good to be here.